There's a levaya in yeshiva yesterday. Why must you go to Ma'ayah? How did it come out from that point? A bachur, yeshiva. Rashid Ali went to the levaya, didn't go to the levaya. Well, one of the bachur from yeshiva was missing. He was sick, he had a machta. 2.5 years. He was nifted. Yeah, everyone spoke very chashuv zachen about him. I want to say a nekuda that I think we have to shtickle learn from. This bachur, not just other people remember him, but he really remember the shtickle. He was in yeshiva, he was one of the, best bachur in yeshiva, the best bachur in yeshiva. Gishmaka bachur, you know, fine learning, fine gishmaka, you know. Every yeshiva, from time to time, he has such a bachur, you know. He's everything, he's friendly with everyone, he's also the best in learning, he's also the hacker, he's also, the gabba, and also God. He's everything, you know, all the time, and also. All different shearing. The kids are amazed, towards the end of the winter, I saw that he's not learning so good like he was learning the whole 2 years that he was here. And I remember in the middle of the winter, he came over to me and he told me that he feels in his learning, particularly read it, the things, the reason it's happening is because Yemen and those mice, this mice, this politics, and that politics. So I decided how to go about it, because it's a certain learning. We decided Efshar Azay, Efshar Azay. And again we spoke, Efshar Azay, and Efshar Azay. The kids, then I saw attack it. It's not that. It's you might say, you know, Miss Shachas and Shira once already. Kids, I called him out, tell him it's hard. You're good about it. It's all that's making him a chavi. You have to fight the Yitzhah. We can't let the Yitzhah to with you. You have to fight the Yitzhah. You can't let the Yitzhah to with you. I don't know what now, the news man. Summer's stop. Then he came to Shira. I'll be on top of you. I think it's about 2 weeks. His mom's training stock. Then I gave him Mr. Day. Kids, I heard that feeling good. He's in bed. I went to his room. I told him, out of bed. It's medish. Say that. Then I came to bed. Another 2 weeks stock. Again, I see 2 days he's missing out of the room. I got in bed. He's claiming that too. Out of bed. It's medish. You're with the Bach. What are you doing in bed? Then he started to claim that, you know, he can't see so good. I got the middle shear, I said, I need Rambam's money. Well, I fried. He went, he took out the right word. Night said, I asked him, what was the Lashon HaTesis? Kids, I told him the Yeris. Also, he said, tired. I invited him from there every Shabbos he ate me. He Shabbos and he walked back. Yeah. He didn't have no problems walking back. You know, if you're schwach to wake up, you don't have to be schwach to walk back. Yeah, it's an hour walk. He's trying to find excuses, not the eyes, not the stomach. No, I don't have taste, I can't eat. So don't eat. Yeah, do this. This time, you don't eat. Remember, and then again, and he was very off, and then they came to my house, I cried, I must be, I had such a reader in the last few months. Okay, I'm learning 12 hours a day, but it's not what I want. I don't have gishmak. I don't have gishmak. I love learning. I have to do. Maybe it's today I'll go for a week. It's fast, but it's money. And like this, I'm yeshtikum mechad. I thought it's a gevaldik. You have to go. It's fast. Found something to go with. It was so good. Remember, in the middle was a bachur. Didn't get married. Like Leimer. Didn't have a son, father, mother. And I told him, gishmach, you'll organize a Shabbos Ufa for him. It was a bit of punishment that you slept in. Shabbos Ufa for you have to organize. I mean, I didn't even answer Gishmak. Everything worked out. But as man in summer, not as man, the Bachel Zevi Leibler, his name was then, at night, you know, he needed someone to sing in the chasm, he went to sing. Kids are early again, he started to learn again. He started to walk slowly, you know, the old man. I call it a spin. I think there's a particular mental problem there. The guy is Fadim, he tries physically, doesn't like to eat now, so he's walking very slow. He's like an old man, one foot. He's a sugar. And especially I send him to make messages, I need something, I especially send him, we sent him the mirror, he was the best buffer in the territory in America. See the best beer. He's living by you for half a year and finding he's a sugar man. We sent you the best boy. Comes to Yeshua, he comes out, he's like a sugar man. But from the plane, now they take him home. Take him to the mental house. Like his son has a problem. I'm telling you, I'm sure. It's a screw move. And Manasseh. He left after Rosh Hashanah. Came home. Instead of taking him to the mental doctor, he took him to the eye doctor. Because he claimed that he can't see. The eye doctor said, there's a huge growth inside his brain. Took him to the hospital. The doctor said, it's very different half a year. If you would have come earlier, it would be no problem. Now you're getting it. It's too late. Yeah, it's just to make me feel good. But, Mishnah Gea, yeah, Alf Nashomai. But, what do I want to say? What's the good? Yeah, 6 to 2 years of ups and downs. The brain, you can't operate everything anyway. It's really not so. A lot of times you have a buffer, he thinks that he's sick. I need a break. I need a break. A weekend, a change. I need a break. He's not sick. But I need a change. It's really a long summer. A bacher is sick for a half a year. For the growth that is standing inside his brain that he really can see. How he saw when I told him, I don't know. He really can't walk. Doesn't have the balance anymore. A huge piece inside his brain. He can't eat. He can't think and learn. There's no way. And the minute that they told him that he's sick, he couldn't see anymore at all. He couldn't recognize his spirit. Because it was true that he couldn't. The 1% that he could, because he believed that it's only the yainus, he was fighting from that 1%. He saw his spirit and he learned. He couldn't do nothing anymore. Not from the idea that he's sick. The doctor says, for sure, he can't see. No one can see. He can't see. He can learn. He can understand. But for half a year, this is atzasayetza. I will fight. I will learn. This is mechayev us. We think when we come to the Shammai, we say we can't. We couldn't. We had a headache. We had to rest. That will show us on screen. A bracha that lived with us. Not a malach, not a tovah, she was a gishmaki bacher, and a Shabbos, thanks me. Normal bacher. But when he couldn't, and when he was really sick, it's atas hayetzer, I will learn. I sent him a letter. I have a copy of the letter, I can show you. I sent it, not now, achim mois gdoishim. Now achim mois gdoishim is the mavus. It's a letter I sent 2 years ago, from Gates. I was in Gates here in Kippur, and they found out out of Yom Kippur that he was sick. So Motsi Yom Kippur, I wrote him a letter. Everything what I told you now is word by word in the letter. And I write it, L'chvoy Talmidi V'moyeh Fayim Sheyichim. And I said, the whole letter I will explain the headline. You're a Talmud, but you're a rabbi. Because I never saw in my life someone that was sick for half a year. Not sick headache, a real sickness, all the other things suffering. A real sickness. This is sickness. And what he said? I'm not having the gishmak. How I could get back my gishmak in learning? I want to tell you, when people are sick, you know, today every person is sick. You have all this amazing story on how these people become amazing. Yeah, and it's not all the stories are true. But it's a kind of koiches when you get to that matzah that, you know, but this is the end. You know, it's a special kindness that people get. You see it today, all different stories. Asking, you hear it all over. You come to all these kind of shivas with these people that are sick. You hear amazing stories. All these amazing stories are good after a person is sick. All of us, Chas v'Shalom, Shalaneida, have kindness. The chokhmah is to have the kindness to fight the Yitzhahore when you are no more buffer. When things are not going with chavrusas. Things are not going with roommates. Things are not going here. Things are not going there. Things are not working out like this. And then to say, I'm strong. Not when you're laying like a malach and sick, you know, waiting for the malach HaMavos, and you smile to everyone and you're holding your yisurim inside. When you're a normal yeshiva belt. And your position in yeshiva is down the line. He stayed harsh, but you're the king. You're the best. All of yeshiva, everyone loves you. You're managed the star. And it's not going anymore. Not saying, maybe I need a break. Maybe I go to eye doctors. In middle of smile, I go to eye doctors. It's the nearest that I don't see. I mean, it's convinced me that I don't see. Yeah, for sure, when you look after it, you know, you can look strange. Why would they mechap? Maybe people could have tigers. There's more why he sat in the morning in one of the big doctors in the shoes. No doctors, though, but learning also. Some people go to them sometimes. He sat on the same bench, one of the biggest doctors. He also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, you don't see. I've written a second letter to the parents. The parents asked me, the reason I found this letter on me, the parents asked me, they want a copy from the letter from there. And now everyone says now. They want the letter from 2 years ago. So I took half an hour, I looked at my father, I had a copy of the letter. Because I faxed it and gave it, so I had the original for it. So I found it. So I sent him another letter. I said, I don't have a suffix that he's so happy upstairs. He passed three tkufas. No more yeshiva bachar, a chosh of yeshiva bachar. The illness, terrible yisurim. And at the time, not terrible yisurim. But he couldn't learn. For a half a year, he had a terrible yisurim. Not a dimyoinus, dikin yisurim. Honest, yoinus, a dimyoinus. A dimyoinus. And we have a tzad in the shamayim that will not show us the illness. He will tell us what you had worse from him. More forbidden from him. Why didn't you try to get your learning? He tried. He's not more chashev from you. He's not made from a different quality from you. And this would be a mechayev. I'm sure he's so lucky upstairs. He's so excited upstairs. What he needs it anymore to do. He passed it. He passed the three tests. So this is the nekuda I want, shtukul. You have to know, I'm saying, you think, I was in America, after he became sick. So every time I came to America, I wanted to visit him. They couldn't see, he didn't have hair. I remember it. I would call him every week, no shishi. Man, it's not. I would call him every week, no shishi. Come back. What we said today in Allah Hashir. I was fine. He said, yeah, I remember 2.5 years ago you said the same thing. And he would say, what the case? He couldn't speak. Words didn't come out clear either. Half the Bible was not ready. He would say, over the table. I came to America and I stayed for Shabbos in Flatbush. It was in Borough Park. 45 minutes walk. It was after he finished the first chemo treatment. Everything was rubbish. And Lord Shabbos, the place that I stayed, they made like a shtickle of Kabbalah Sponim after the meal for all the American Balkans that lived in the shtab. Yeah, it was a shtickle of matzah. It was a Balkan house. A lot of people are coming in the middle. I see him walking in with two people holding him. He walked for 45 minutes. He couldn't have a lot of time for me. Yeah? I came, you know, I'm a bacha here. You're a rabbi here. You know, if someone is saying, I can't see. You told me. I'm learning. He said, I can't get up in the morning. It's a hole. Get out of bed. Yeah, he comes back. The doctor said, if you would come half a year ago, you would be clear. But Akos, I told you, help me in the half a year to fight the it's a hole. I felt for Akos, I told you, I have to walk before the family. He couldn't walk a step on his own. Not like he got up. Call Americans. No, it's not a geschmack to walk in America by night. So much on your own, so much wrong. 45 minutes walk. Cost a third. Every time I came to America, hugging such a cost a third. I would come in, you have to recognize. I owe you a cost a third. I had a half a year of hard work on it. Someone told me today, you know, someone, it was worth it. It was worth it, I was sick to fight it. It's a question of looking. A person is happy. He felt the Yitzhak Hore. This Muhammad gave him Oilam Abba. You could look at him. Stupid. So stupid. I listen. Shala, how you look at it? Shala, how you present it? You want to look at it in the right way, or you don't want to look at it in the right way. Why am I speaking about it so much? First time I'm on the devotion here. But it's like Chasson, I don't like to take a mushroom because Baruch Hashem, everyone is okay here. But it's not someone different from us. And again, not someone that is already sick and has to have perichas. It's a normal milchemes hayetzer. So not milchemes shtikel lemaisa. Take it. It's right. You don't feel it so much. I saw it. I felt it. No, man, it's coming. The brother came to learn in yeshiva after it. Also came to yeshiva. Well, the winter, he told me he has headaches. I thought I'd take the first plane to go back home, you know. And I thought he went back home. He didn't come back. I can't. I'm scared already, you know. Again, I had enough of this happening. I can't. So scared. What a person has to do to fight Yitzhak. Inshallah, a person, especially now, in the middle of the summer. The Yitzhak is very stark, right? The Yitzhak comes over to you and tells you, how many, it's really the end of this month, right? How many weeks are left? So from next Sunday, so it's 5 weeks, right? I think it's Yitzhak. So from last Sunday, it's only 5 weeks from the beginning of Israel. From next Sunday, so it's 5 weeks. It's a very simple cheshbon. Okay? It's five. Five sounds like mamash towards the end as well. Really? But what is the cheshbon of Yitzchak? I want to get a stickle every now and then. Shmasi a little bit. To take this week and to fight the Yitzchak. What I mean to fight the Yitzchak this week? Well, to fight the Yitzchak this week. How you fight the Yitzchak? You make yourself to become an Adam God. A mini Adam God. But for a week. And I wind up during the week when I bump into you, I will ask you if you're doing it. For a week. You make 6 things on yourself. For a week. Fight the Yitzhak. It's the easiest time now. There's no pressure at the beginning of this month. I'm asking, no pressure, no lachas. Some guys are talking about the chafuzas for next month. No lachats. Now is the time a person can manage to fight his Yitzhak. Take his Yitzhak and win it. Take his Yitzhak and fight it. How you do it. A person takes on himself 6 little things. I want to be strong. 6 little things to do from this week. From this Yom Shlishi, Ad Yom Shlishi Shabbat, Abba Aleinu L'Toyv. But to try to keep them. The first thing is, davening. Not big kavanas, Tomish. From beginning to davening, to end of davening. From beginning to davening, Mayri, from the Urachum, Biz Aleinu. It's not so hard. Urachum is a bit hard. Yeah? Sometimes, you know, you see it's a Shrekli Chazal, you come to Shtiblach. The guy comes, you know, you see the meat, oh, right here, to Shema Yisroel Minyan. I know 2 minutes will be another Minyan. Same. And the stomach is rushing somewhere. After they finish Mari, we see him shmoozing with someone for 10 minutes. The other Mari were already finished, started and finished. Shachas. For the beginning of Shachas, the end of Shachas. Maybe you could be a little bit late in the morning if it doesn't work out. But you don't leave till the end of Davening. You don't take up your tefillin till the end of Davening. We spoke about a lot of times. Chazan Machala. You come to Aleinu L'Shavach, the tefillin goes off. You start up Machala, comes to it, doesn't make a difference. And you think you dive in a slow minion and quickening, it doesn't make a difference. You dive in Yeshiva Smir, it takes an hour and a half shachis, comes to Asher Yevretzin, the tefillin goes off. You dive in the Shtiblach, it takes a half an hour, it also goes off in Asher Yevretzin. So it's not that you can't have put on tefillin for an hour. You dive in the gates in the Shtiblach upstairs somewhere, also, actually, with the tzimin goes off. I tell you, sometimes I was working on it, and I decided today I'm not rushing over, I'm staying till the end of the hour. Peter, I find myself saying, Shir Shalyev, the tzimin I'm putting off. It goes off. There's no reason for it. What you do, you just put it back on. You focus yourself, you just put it back on. You're davening. You're davening. No, I'm not speaking on kabbalas. Inside davening, do what you want. Davening. The Hashtag. בצוויתס. ברכס הנמי. מה כפי תעשה ברוכס? לא אצלם בכוונה, אבל אבי ברוכס זה ברוכס. ברוכה אחרינה, ברוכה ראשינה. Maybe I didn't say Bracha Chayda. I'm not sure if I had the water and the Pepsi that I drank and the coffee is Chayda Bracha Chayda or not. Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Chayda, Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Chayda. Returting. Not to fight with my wife for this week. For a week. Not to fight means someone does something this week. Sorry, you're right. Not kindness, no starting up with someone. So, before it's Zach, to try once a day to do a favor to someone. The fifth Zach, to be makpid 2 hours every Seder, at least. 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the night. Friday, 3 hours during Friday. Shabbos, 3 hours during Shabbos. Nothing much. And the last thing is to be ready for Shabbos, half an hour before Ebrachas Shabbos. Why am I saying this? It's a very small, you know, if you take these words and you put them in the middle of Shabbos Elul, I think we're speaking to, you know, Balik Shuvas, Shana Rishayna, and trying a little bit to make them Jewish, to give them a little bit of tips in Jewish life. Yeah? But try to take yourself a week. Remember, if you will not write it down to yourself, you will not remember. A week. To behave a shtickle different. Milchem is a yeitzah. First is to get used to machmir as yeitzah. The person pushes himself up. He could go up and up and up, but he needs to be pushed. During the beginning of his mouth is not a good time to do it. The end of his mouth is not a good time to do it. Now is a normal time that he could do it. It's no lachats. It's no pressure. It's life. Pick up. Pick up. Prison has to know. The prison sits here and thinks, I can't do it. So he doesn't have no hope. Well, we ask him, is it bigger than anyone? Is it sad that you don't have to say bigger than anyone? Is it sad that you don't have to dive like a mensch? What, you don't have to do it 6 hours a day? You don't have to do these things? You make a misguess, I'm a ben aliyah, I'm an oyle, I'm a ruchum is bigger person. The person has to get used to fight the yetzirah, to make the milchemes ha-yetzirah. But if a person does it, mitzvah Hashem, you will manage to get up and up and up as a Hashem.